I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 1st. Compass Medical, a South Shore chain of urgent care and medical clinics, shut down yesterday without warning due to unspecified challenges, leaving patients and staff baffled and frustrated. Compass Medical has yet to provide more information about the shutdown. As the shutdown took place yesterday, messages to patients at different Compass Medical locations were inconsistent. A sign posted on the Quincy Urgent Care Center reportedly said that the office was temporarily closed and told patients to schedule an appointment at another location. At its East Bridgewater Urgent Care Center, a sign said the clinic was open on a walk-in basis. In Easton, at the Urgent Care Center, a sign was originally posted saying it would close at 5 p.m., and later a new sign was put up saying it would close at 3 p.m. Governor Mara Healey's office said in a statement that her administration was concerned about the closure. Attorney General Andrea Campbell said that her office is aware of the closure. In October of last year, Compass Medical was reportedly ordered to pay $16 million in damages to Steward Healthcare, which owns and operates several hospitals in Greater Boston. Compass Medical had sued Steward, a partner healthcare group, for not paying its doctors bonuses, as well as for rent and equipment costs Steward supposedly owed Compass. But in a turnaround, a Suffolk County jury threw out Compass's claims, instead finding that Compass had defrauded Steward. Compass Medical is based in Quincy and operated clinics in Quincy, Braintree, Easton, East Bridgewater, Middleborough, and Taunton. Damian Utar is the new community liaison for the city of Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch has hired the city's first diversity, equity, and inclusion community liaison, as recommended by a special mayoral commission chaired by Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kame. Utar is an immigrant who has lived in Quincy for 20 years. Utar is a member of the Quincy Rural Lodge of Masons and the Quincy Rotary Club, and is a social worker. The position was recommended after a public hearing where many residents expressed concern about racial discrimination issues in the city. A five-alarm fire spread from one Brockton multifamily home to another early this morning, sending three people to the hospital. Firefighters responded at about 3 a.m. to 37 South Street, where they found the home fully engulfed in flames. Eight residents escaped the fire. However, several had to be rescued from a fenced-in area behind the house. Officials said the flames spread to 35 South Street, where 11 residents were able to get out of that burning home. The homeowner at 37 South Street said she woke up to the sound of her dog barking. Another resident who lives on the third floor said he heard people yelling, "Get out, fire." A man who lives in the adjacent home said he could feel the heat coming from the flames. 19 people who live in the two buildings were displaced. Two civilians and a firefighter were taken to a hospital to be treated for exhaustion and are expected to be okay. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. State fire officials are investigating fires that have broken out in the Blue Hills Reservation in recent weeks as being suspicious. Deputy Quincy Fire Chief Joe Barron says they've responded to numerous brush fires in the Blue Hills at least once a week this spring. It is raising concern the fires may be intentional given the frequency. It is enough that the Friends of the Blue Hills are posting photos of damage and hoping to offer a $5,000 reward for information. Barron says at least a dozen fires in the woods since mid-April have broken out in the late evening or overnight hours, creating another kind of hazard for crews. Dry conditions are also fueling the fires. State officials offer alarming statistics about human involvement. On average, 98% or more of wildfires in Massachusetts are human-caused every year, according to DCR Chief Fire Warden David Salino. This year, 100% of the fires have been human-caused. In the Blue Hills, the fires are being called suspicious, and the Quincy Deputy Chief worries it's more than carelessness. State police responded to a multiple vehicle crash with a rollover on Interstate 93 South in Braintree yesterday afternoon. Crash was reported just after 3 p.m. on 93 South, just near exit 5. Three lanes were temporarily shut down, causing heavy delays on Route 3 North and I-93 South. Scene was cleared shortly before 3:30, but state police said residual traffic remained on Route 3 and the expressway. There was no immediate word on any injuries. Well, there is little interest in the House in lifting the statewide ban on happy hour drink discounts amid an effort to revive the practice as a post-COVID economic boost. After a public hearing featuring calls for Massachusetts to, quote, get our groove back, and a debate on whether boozy drinks or chicken tenders are more harmful to your health, Consumer Protection Committee co-chair, Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy, said his fellow representatives have not signaled a desire to clear the way for beverage promotions in some communities. He added he's personally not liking the idea of the return of happy hours, which are currently banned under a nearly four-decade-old law. A bill filed by Senator Julian Sear would allow cities and towns to opt in to offering discounted drink promotions at traditional after-work hours. Sear pitched his colleagues on the measure by arguing that it would chip away at the state's, quote, puritanical reputation, which he said frustrates many younger adults, while giving bars and restaurants who've lost business in the past 3 years a new tool to attract customers. In the wake of the pandemic, Sear said many employees who once filled office buildings in denser areas are now working from home, thinning out the crowds that head to local drinking holes once they clock out. Happy hour has been prohibited in Massachusetts since 1984, when a string of deadly drunk driving crashes prompted action and past efforts to lift the statewide ban have stumbled. The Senate approved a similar local option system last year as part of a broader economic development bill, but it didn't survive negotiations with the House amid veto threats from then-Governor Charlie Baker. Sear said Massachusetts remains, quote, the only state in the country to have a happy hour ban still in effect nearly 40 years later. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 134, the NASDAQ dropped 82, and the S&P fell 25. Asian stocks were higher after the House approved a debt ceiling and budget cuts package, avoiding a default crisis. The dollar was up, the euro was down, oil $68 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lose again to Cincinnati, 5-4. They'll play again at Fenway Park tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: sunny and hot, high 91 degrees, clear tonight and a low 60 tomorrow, scattered storms and hot, high of 90, and sharply colder over the weekend. Saturday showers, high 55, rain on Sunday, high 55. For the boater, waves about a foot. The wind southwest becomes southeast, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise at 5:10, set at 8:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, June 1st.